It's 8:13. Morning Magazine with Bill Becker continues.
And joining us right now, Captain J.R. Brown, Commander of Naval Air Station Key West. Good morning, Captain.
Morning, Bill.
Big day for you.
It's going to be a big day and a great day.
Yeah. You got the workshop today, the Acres workshop at 4 o'clock at the Doubletree. What can the public expect there?
The public can expect to get a lot of information, and that's the goal of the ACUS workshop. There's a lot of incorrect information that others have shared, and we want that opportunity to help people, help citizens, help our neighbors find ground truth, get a feel for how the ACUS process works, because it's an ongoing process. And from 4 to 7 at the Doubletree, we want folks to come out. And it's a great atmosphere. We've used this before, and folks can come in and they can get one-on-one interaction with the various experts in their particular area.
Will the public get their questions answered there?
I sure hope they do, Bill, and I believe we can answer all of their questions regarding the ACUS. We have been getting phone calls at our PIO number, 293-2425. We've answered a number there. A lot of folks we know from our website account, they've been going there. But there's some folks that just want to come and see the whole thing put together, and we look forward to seeing them come, and we'd like everybody to come out.
Former Navy pilot John Hammerstrom of the Upper Keys put together a white paper with a number of questions, pretty serious questions. Is he going to get answers to his questions, you think?
Yes, and I wish he could be there tonight. We heard from him a couple of weeks ago, and we would love for him to have been able to make it. Not sure what challenge he faced. I know he's an airline pilot, so he may not have been able to make it, but those questions will be answered for him. He sent us a letter, and we're preparing a response for him.
Now, what is the Navy asking the county commission to do in terms of the ACUS maps? What are you requesting?
Well, what I'm specifically asking of the county is they take the document. They need to consider it before the entire county commission about whether they will adopt it or not. So I'm asking that they consider giving it a full review, take the public comments that they'll get on 5 December, and begin their process for adoption. Now, obviously, my job, as we've talked about before, is I need to protect the mission of the Naval Air Station. And the county's got the obligation to protect the health, welfare, and safety of their citizens. And the ACUS is a great document to help us both do our jobs. So on 5 December, I would like to see the county begin the process of moving forward. I am sure it would take months, and it may even require more workshops, but begin the process of adopting some of the critical features of the ACUS that can do just that, to help inform the public and help protect the public.
If the county does adopt the ACUS, it will restrict development in some areas, and it will devalue properties.
Well, I have to disagree with that characterization. I think it's unfair for us to characterize that it would devalue the property. And my point would be, we've never hidden the air station. It's been here since the early 1940s. We've never hidden the fact that we fly jets here. They've been here since the 1950s. And there was development that took place. The ACUS came out in 1977. Development still continued, did not see any devaluation in properties. In fact, I would submit that an ACUS helps stabilize the local real estate because it helps keep people informed about what we do here and where sound can be. So I have a real, I have a hard time understanding why anybody would take the position that it would devalue property.
Well, it restricts development. It would. Wouldn't it?
An ACUS doesn't. Remember, an ACUS is non-binding, and it's up to county government to determine how they're going to manage development and future growth. And in the Lower Keys, especially in this area, there's not a lot of development left, and what we're talking about is redevelopment. So I think it's a very important document that they can use to manage their future redevelopment. and it may actually help them quite a bit. And county governments, in this particular case, Monroe County, has a right to self-govern. And the ACOUS document is just a very important part of sound planning principles.
Will the Navy stand by the county in any lawsuits on this?
I don't know that there will be any lawsuits. That's what's so interesting. I know that at the first meeting, one of the county staff brought up the fear of lawsuits. When it comes to managing health and safety, we need to focus on that as a community, as neighbors, and work with the county and make sure that we're doing the right thing. As far as lawsuits, I have no idea who would want to sue and on what basis. And anybody can file a lawsuit, whether they will be whether they'll succeed in court. It would just be a matter for the court to determine.
Well, we have a lot of development planned for South Stock Island around the Safe Harbor area. What happens to that if the county adopts the ACOUS? Will that just go forward as if nothing had happened?
Well, I think it's very important, and that's the key about the workshop, and that's the key about the ACOUS, is that those that developers or citizens who have property in that area seek to understand exactly what the recommendations say in the ACOUS. Tonight would be a great place for folks to come learn about what we would recommend to the county. And the county has the ability to either accept the entire ACOUS, reject the entire ACOUS, or find some middle ground where they can have compatible land use and still meet their obligations to protect the health and safety of their citizens.
Well, you mentioned health and safety. Now, there are some Stock Island residents who say that the quality of their health and safety has gone downhill as a result of the ACOUS change. How would you respond to those people?
Bill, that's a great question, and I would like to set the record straight. And you're referring to when we changed the pattern on the landing for Runway 7. When we moved that pattern in, we actually took sound off of Stock Island in addition to other neighborhoods. So the characterization that has existed for months that when we moved that landing pattern, we moved sound onto other neighborhoods. It's wrong, and I'm setting the record straight right now. And for those who want to learn more about why I feel so strongly about that, I'd want them to come to the workshop. We have some wonderful charts and maps that we can show them exactly what we did and what exactly happened to the noise. The pattern, we didn't move aircraft patterns onto Stock Island. We continue to operate as we've had for a very long time.
Well, we're talking about two different areas of Stock Island. One, Key Haven, says they, you know, I hear they have less noise these days. South Stock Island people are howling.
Well, and that doesn't surprise me because, as we and I have talked before, the number of noise complaints up until about April or May, we would have a few over a very long period of time. And the moment we began talking about the ACOUS is the moment that we started to get a number of phone calls. We did not change our flying patterns. We're still operating the way we have been for several years. And we've continued to dig and dig and dig to seek to understand, and we still can't find any other reason except for heightened community awareness. And for those Stock Island residents who feel very strongly about this, this is a serious matter, and I respect how they feel, and I want them to come to the ACOUS workshop. I want to talk with them. I want them to see and visit with our experts and learn about that change that may not have changed really anything. And in fact, it may have actually improved things for on the south side of Stock Island.
Okay. Well, they tell me, by the way, this morning with a couple calls that you must be really busy the last couple of days here.
We have been. We've got three squadrons in town. We're back in the season. We've got three F-18 squadrons from Oceana and an E-2 squadron. So we'll have about 650 additional people in the area. And since I don't have a galley, they'll be heading out to town for their meals. About 30 aircraft, and these are part of the USS Enterprise's air wing. And they're here for the Strike Fighter Advanced Readiness Program. remains called SFARP, and it's kind of graduate level flying. They come here to hone their skills as a team, as an air wing, and they're getting ready to go to Fallon, where they're going to get their final exam before the Navy blesses them to go on a combat cruise.
Okay. Well, Captain, appreciate you being with us today.
You bet, Bill. Thank you very much.
Thank you for your...
I hope we'll see you tonight, maybe.
Definitely.
Very good.
We'll see you there.
Bye-bye.
Bye now. It's 8:36. Good morning. I'm Bill Becker for US 1 Radio News. The Navy takes its case before the public today in a late afternoon workshop at the Doubletree discussing jet noise issues and other hazards surrounding Boca Chica Airfield. The Navy has come under fire for changing the so-called AQUS maps, the air installation compatible use zones, flying newer, louder jets over areas like South Stock Island, say local residents, areas that were previously outside the noise contours. But as we just heard, Captain J.R. Brown says that was not the case. Navy Commander Mike Giardino says all available information will be put before the public this afternoon.
There are many, many things that go into developing the model and to getting the final contours printed on a map, if you will. But all of that will be described and gone over. We will have expert engineers on station at the Doubletree. So all those questions can be answered there by the technical experts.
But former Navy fighter pilot, Lieutenant Commander Ed Davidson, a Vietnam veteran and former instructor at Boca Chica, says there's a lot more at stake here.
We're talking about changes in patterns, which puts noise over places where it wasn't before with nearly that intensity. And it opens, curiously enough, other properties, upscale properties, to very pricey development. But here's the bottom line, Bill. There are multiple air-based sound and safety issues that have major long-term community impacts. These will inevitably affect the local economy, the quality of life for people that already live here, as well as the future operations of the air station. And these issues have apparently been manipulated by selected interests and officials behind the scenes. That was a big mistake on the Navy's part. But these must now absolutely be publicly deliberated in the full sunshine of multiple workshops with extensive public participation from all segments of the community. You know, this needs to be readdressed, and it needs a good shot of government in the sunshine.
The AQUS workshop will not be an open public speaking type forum. Navy experts will be on hand with information and to take individual comments and answer questions. The workshop is from 4 until 7 this afternoon at the Doubletree. A 43-